We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. And we're on the radio from 1 to 4, and after 4 o'clock, you listen to the iHeart app for the John and Ken On Demand podcast.
All right, well, the breaking news 24 hours ago around this time was that there were charges again against a Los Angeles City Council member. This time it is Curran Price, and these charges deal with, embezzlement, fraud, perjury. Comes from the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon. This is not a federal case, as many of the others have been against Price. The man who was predicting this for some time and talking about this, looks like 6 years, is Daniel Gus with the Gus Report, who follows all things L.A. politics, and he can give us a lot more detail on this story.
Daniel, how are you?
It's been a heck of a 24 hours. Thank you for having me back.
Now, Curran Price is a more lesser-known criminal on the L.A. City Council. He used to be in the legislature, right?
Yes, he was.
He was in the legislature. Yeah. He was in the Inglewood government, the city council there. This is all this guy has ever done. That's why these alleged crimes are so pervasive. He's been doing this type of thing for long, long, long periods of time.
And you say that the media and other city officials have just ignored this or just didn't pick up on it?
No, they knew about it because I asked over the past 6 years, everybody who was his colleague at one time or other, including but not limited to Paul Krikorian, hey, aren't you concerned that this is a deal with Curran Price's wife, quote unquote, wife? And largely, they'd like to not answer. They say, oh, I appreciate your passion, if they respond at all. So they knew about it. The L.A. Times knew about it. And the L.A. Times gave Price, as they do all of these politicians, lots of cover. Ask them a softball question and then just absorb whatever they say and move on to the next subject. So they're all culpable. They all knew about it to one degree or another. Until now, when the you-know-what hits the fan.
All right, explain to the an average person can understand, what was the scam that Curran Price and his one of his wives was pulling off?
Well, the big one is basically Price's second wife. Her last name is Richardson, Del Richardson, a very successful real estate, let's just say, consultant. And she was getting money, according to the district attorney's charging documents. She was getting money from consultants or real estate developers, they were paying her firm tens and tens of thousands of dollars to get a certain HHH real estate project approved.
Oh,
and her.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah, that's the one for the homeless or
homeless tax money that they conned us into paying.
Yeah.
So all right, we'll continue.
And so it seems heck of a coincidence that one particular developer, maybe not the only one, the last name is Safran, whenever he would pay current prices, real estate consultant wife, Delba Richardson, tens of thousands of dollars, it seemed that his projects got advanced through the labyrinth of bureaucracy in City Hall. At other times, property was getting irrationally discounted so that they were basically paying Price's wife to get a severely discounted piece of public property that you own, that I own, and
all
that every one of your listeners own.
So the city had these properties, and they sold them to Kern Price's wife, or they sold them to her client at a big discount, and then she got some kind of consulting fee from that client.
Exactly. That's one of the allegations. That's really just a different flavor of the same thing that Jose Huizar was doing when his wife was working as a fundraiser for his old high school, and when she would be getting donations from these developers to his school, which was paying her, and as soon as the school got the money and paid her, Jose Huizar was advancing projects. So this is nothing new. It's just a scam, the same scam being done with different players.
Now, what's with the two wives?
Yeah, let's talk about the medical benefit money that was paid and these two women, right?
Sure. So Price has been in state politics in Inglewood, in the city of Los Angeles, up in Sacramento, for many, many years. He had three attempts to divorce his first wife. Her last name is Green, and she's no dummy. She's an attorney. She knows what her rights are. She understands how a divorce works. But for some reason, they never completed the attempts to divorce one another. Three different attempts. Actually, two different attempts before I got involved. And so she went and moved to New Jersey after their relationship ended. And Price has been defrauding the public, according to the district attorney, that the real estate wife, wife number two, is his wife, when in fact he was still married until 2018 to wife number one. Well, when you sign up for benefits, whether it's your employer at KFI and iHeartMedia or mine, when you represent to the insurance company that so-and-so is my spouse, that is a sworn statement. So for years, every time that Price's second wife got, for example, health insurance benefits from whoever was his insurance provider in Inglewood, in Sacramento, in Los Angeles, every time that they paid a benefit for somebody who was not his spouse, that's embezzlement.
Jeez. Why did he not cleanly divorce the first wife?
You know, I've been wrapping my brain around this for several years. I can tell you that there was a property, a house, that eventually sold, and he eventually, when I got involved, while he was telling the Times that he wasn't married to two women, even though he had another divorce attorney, for some reason, he didn't want to serve her directly. And so I know that there was a house, and that he eventually had to pay wife number one $100,000. But I can't figure out why, because wife number one in New Jersey is an attorney. You can't tell me that she didn't know that we should look at the assets and I'm going to get my share. Or that Price, or that his divorce attorneys didn't know that they didn't split up the assets. There's something there, guys. And for years I've been trying to figure out what it was. And by the way, Price is no dummy. He has a law degree, never an attorney. So how can these three educated people not realize that they never split up the marital asset.
Well, which means that there was some benefit here into not going through with the divorce and just pretending that wife number two was real. Somebody was getting a financial benefit from this arrangement.
Somebody was getting something. I don't know if it was financial. And not to veer off into other related subjects, but there are things in this charging document from the district attorney that raise eyebrows. So if it's not financial, what is it? I can't figure out what it is. But somebody in that triumvirate, or between Price and wife number one and Price's divorce attorneys, somebody was getting something that prevented them from finalizing this divorce. And I suspect, by the way, this is the tip of the iceberg. I suspect there's a lot more to come after this.
Why does the LA Times consistently protect, cover for, lie for all these criminals? I mean, outside the ideology, but I mean, you don't have to have these criminals. You could have some other ideological compatible candidates who aren't crooks, aren't felons.
You know, I think that for many years, decades, generations, I think it's been a very cozy thing between the Times in particular, because they are the investigative, you know, media outlet for this region. And I think between them and the politicians, I think it was always very, very cozy. And I think that both sides of that resent people like me getting into public records and digging in. So I think that there was a resistance because I was the one who sourced it. I think that they were very comfortable and arrogant, like patting the entirety of Southern California on the head saying, don't worry, this is what happens. We'll let you know when there's something serious to report on. That's my take. I think it's born out of arrogance. I think it's born out of elitism. And I think it's born out of resentment that somebody else is controlling the narrative other than them.
And I'm sure that you were gagged to the point of speechless when you heard that City Council President Paul Kerkorian was shocked at the charges against him.
You know what? If I wasn't preparing to come on the show today, I would have been down there and said, are you kidding me, Paul? Are you kidding me? I sent him a media relations inquiry immediately after the meeting saying, are you kidding me? Do you want me to dig up all of the times I reached out, all of the times I sent you these columns, all of the times you didn't respond? And not just him. It was Garcetti. It was Wesson. It was everybody who's been a peer of Curran Price in the time, decade or so I've been covering City Hall. They all knew about it. They all said, ta-ta, forget about it, until ironically, the district attorney's office came in and lowered the boom. Suddenly, they're like, oh, gee, when did this come up?
And then they all pretend they're shocked and saddened.
Yeah, it's like, what do they say? I'm shocked that there's corruption in City Hall. You know, come on.
And you think there's even more coming? Did you allude to that?
Yeah, who's the next one?
If I was a betting man, I would tell you, among other things, I actually think Price's second wife, Delba Richardson, or her daughter might be next in line, because if she was accepting, if you were to use the phrase bribes, and then her husband starts getting this stuff done, I think she's at great risk. I think the daughter potentially for voter registration fraud. I personally believe that Herb Wesson is the most vulnerable, because when a lot of this was going on, at least the city of Los Angeles part, not when Price was in Inglewood or Sacramento, Wesson is the guy who decided who's on the committees, who's chairing them, and what gets on the city council agenda. Price is 73 years old, and he hasn't been looking well in the past few weeks. Right. Not to make light of that, but if I was looking down the barrel at the rest of my life in prison, I would start coughing up information. And the person who I think is most vulnerable is Herb Wesson or one or two of his four sons. I'm not going to name them, but that's a hunch that I have. I also think Garcetti and Mike Feuer are potentially potential targets. Oh, John, I have to tell you this. You were talking about how Curran Price said some nasty things about the John and Ken show back in the day.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day, Curran Price said about some of these obnoxious, quite accurate sometimes, the gadflies, the critics who go there and scream and shout. Curran Price said about one of them a few years ago, "I think Mr. So-and-so should be made an example of." And if I can find that clip, I'm going to send it to you, because now it looks like he's going to be made an example of.
That's, I know. All right, we've got to
go, Daniel. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime I'm here. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Daniel Gus, the Gus Report. And, of course, it's the charges against Curran Price, City Council member. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, stay tuned. After 3:30, it is a bombshell. It's a good one coming up. Not even going to tell you the topic. Right now, though, we're still talking about Curran Price, the Los Angeles City Council member, longtime politician. He was a legislator in Sacramento for many years. He's 71 years old, and I think he's termed out. I think his term runs until 2026, but he's been charged by the L.A. County District Attorney, George Gascon, with corruption. Another L.A. City Council member. The Times, because we were just talking to Daniel Gus with the Gus Report, and we're talking about how the media seemed to ignore this story, is claiming that in 2019 they reported that Price had repeatedly cast votes that affected housing developers and other firms listed as clients of his wife's consulting company. Many of the votes identified by the Times were related to housing developments. They reported that Price voted on decisions involving at least 10 companies in the same years. They were listed as providing at least $10,000 in income to Dell Richardson and Associates, and that's his wife's consulting company. So he also faced criticism for backing these big digital billboards on Washington Boulevard. Companies tied to the developer funded a political committee working to reelect Price. This is how it really works in most of politics. A lot of people don't necessarily get into it for the public good, although he's being lauded for all the work he's done for the low-wage laborers, trying to boost the minimum wage of workers.
So a lot of politicians do that. Why do you have to steal? It doesn't justify stealing. So do your good work and don't steal money. Don't take bribes. Don't embezzle.
And to say my votes have nothing to do with the business that my wife conducts. Really?
You know, they shouldn't allow that. They shouldn't allow wives to or husbands to conduct business that are connected to legislation that these bastards are voting on. And nobody should be taking any fees. Really, you should ban all this stuff, but they don't. But they're all complicit in this. Everybody else on the city council knew this was going on. They're complicit in it. The El Segundo Times is corrupt, too. But they run one article 4 years ago. It's like, stop it.
Well, the other thing is, when it comes to official charges, that can take a long time. It's stupid for the LA City Council members to act like they're shocked by this. They knew nothing about this because this story has been simmering. And you heard Daniel Gus has been reporting it since 2017.
Everything he voted on, they voted on too. They knew that his alleged wife was this real estate consultant taking in fees. They knew that their city properties were being sold at a huge discount to the wife's clients. The client was getting a huge discount on housing that we owned, and then she was getting a kickback for her husband.
Right.
They all knew that. They didn't do anything. You don't see any of them standing up and say, "I find this reprehensible that Councilman Price's wife is getting what looks to be a kickback after we've given away the city property at a severe discount." Oh, and it's all for affordable housing. It's all for Proposition HHH housing. Another scam.
Well, they think it's two birds with one stone. I'm getting the affordable housing built, and I'm getting something for the family, for my wife. Look at that. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
But that's not really how it works.
And then they let the mental patients into the building, and then the mental patients destroy it.
You notice the common thread here? So much has been talked about with the city of Los Angeles and homelessness. And look at all these corruption cases that are dealing with development plans, with building housing. Do you see that? Do you see the connection there?
They
realize there's so much money to be made off of this because everyone wants housing.
They created a housing industry that now thousands of people are profiting from. And the homelessness gets worse and worse. And they try to deflect any criticism by talking about, oh, they have to be compassionate. We've got to help our downtrodden. That is a scam. That is a deflection. That is a shield they use. All they care about is milking the taxpayer for billions of dollars to fund these cockamamie projects that don't help anybody. I don't understand why people don't revolt against this stuff. It's a government-created industry that benefits nobody, not the taxpayers and not the poor drug-addicted insane vagrants. Doesn't help either one of them.
All right, when we come back, we got a bit of a bombshell, and it's probably concerning the story that's the biggest of the century so far. We're only in 2023. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Heart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live on the radio 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on demand podcast. Listen to what you missed.
All right. Well, I consider this bombshell news on probably what is the biggest world story yet this century, John Cobalt. You know what it is?
Well, there's a lot of candidates. What?
It's COVID.
Oh, yes. I saw.
It changed the whole world back in 2020.
Yes. This is a big bombshell.
This comes from Substack, Michael Schellenberger, Matt Taibbi, and Alan Gutentag. And it is this. After years of official pronouncements to the contrary, significant new evidence has emerged that strengthens the case that SARS-CoV-2 virus accidentally escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. According to multiple U.S. government officials interviewed as part of a lengthy investigation by something called Public and Racket, the first people infected by the virus, that would be what they call patients zero, include Ben Hugh, who was a researcher who led the Institute's gain-of-function research on SARS-like coronaviruses. More than 3 years after the pandemic's outbreak, many around the world had given up on learning the origins of SARS-CoV-2. However, public officials in the U.S. and other countries have repeatedly suggested that uncovering the pandemic's origin may not even be possible.
It was propaganda. It was always lies. This is an orchestrated cover-up by the world's governments because they're very deferential to China. They're afraid of China.
Is that what it is? Because I can't figure it out.
I think so. I think the word is, let's leave them alone. It's not worth it. Because China controls so much of the world's resources. It's so important to the world's economy. I mean, they manufacture a lot of our stuff.
Oh, and they're controlling a lot of the supplies for, like, electric car batteries.
Yes, that's right. Electric car batteries.
And that's important to the environmental people.
Apple's components, the components for all our electronic products, they come from China. And they control all the mines in Africa where they mine the minerals that you need to put together the elements for batteries. You know, not just electric car batteries, but all kinds of batteries. Now, if China says F you, and China has no problem screwing themselves and screwing their own economy. You saw what they did with COVID, right?
They let people die everywhere.
They don't care. They shut down the economy. They don't care. They don't
Right.
have.
What's important to them is keeping their communist government going.
Right.
Doesn't matter what happens to the people. Keep us around.
This was a huge embarrassment. They covered everything up. I was actually shocked the lengths to which the government went to try to, and the media went, and the social media companies went to suppress any public thought or discussion about this virus coming from the labs. They started screaming racism left and right. They started trying to mock, trying to suppress, you know, all the people who were kicked off social media. Because including scientists, world-renowned geniuses, who just wanted to discuss it out loud, and they were stuffed, all the idiot reporters on television. Oh, my God. I want to mention all the three names. Ben Hu, Yu Ping, and Yan Zhu.
Those are the three of the earliest people to become infected, and all were members of the Wuhan lab. So how about that?
Yeah.
Did they go to the wet market? Is that what we're going to hear? They happened to be at that Wuhan live market with the animals?
That was a cover story.
They went there for lunch one day together, and they all got infected by a crazy, what's the animal they think may have done it?
A pangolin, which was a brilliant animal to pick. They picked a pangolin because nobody ever heard of it, and it sounded weird, and it made it sound more credible. It's like, oh, yeah, this weird animal they have in China had all these weird viruses in it, too. What do you think? A pangolin. They never found a single animal on Earth that had the COVID virus. None. And guess what? It was Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Health that was sending money to this Eco Health Alliance in New York City, which then transferred the money to Wuhan to do the gain-of-function research. Obama had actually signed an order banning...
He banned it, right, federal in 2014, but apparently they think that people at NIH and EcoHealth Alliance had a reason to pursue that this didn't fall under the definition of gain-of-function.
Right. They changed the definition for their own purposes. And that's why when Fauci would be interrogated by the Senate, Rand, the guy from Kentucky, right?
Rand Paul.
He would try to nail Fauci on gain-of-function research, and Fauci would get all indignant and say, well, no, it wasn't gain-of-function research, because Fauci himself had changed the definition so that he could send the funding to EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth Alliance then sent it to Wuhan. The reason Obama banned federal funding for gain-of-function research, experts had come to the consensus that it was too dangerous.
Right.
Because it could cause a pandemic, and we wouldn't have nothing to fight it with. And they were right. So... Fauci wanted the research done anyway, so he sent it to his buddy, I think named Peter Daszak, who runs EcoHealth Alliance, and then Daszak quickly put together 50 scientists, bought an ad in all the major newspapers saying that this was days after the pandemic began. No, there is absolutely no evidence that this could come from a lab in Wuhan. This obviously comes from some animal. It was immediate propaganda using our newspapers as the propaganda sources. And then all the social media agencies fell in line and started shutting down anybody who spoke otherwise. And you saw this from news reporters, news anchors, talk show hosts like Stephen Colbert. If you said, even though it was to me obvious that it would have come out of a lab. I mean, they're in that city. They're working on the exact virus in that city, and that's where the epidemic started, in that city.
They won, didn't they? Because they managed to keep it this way for almost 3 years before the real truths are coming out, and now nobody cares anymore. That's the key, right?
Yeah.
If this had come out in 2020 or 2021 and had been really proven, oh, this would have really reversed everybody's thinking. But now here we are in the middle of 2023, and it's people just shrug.
But then, you know what? Don't be shocked when the next story comes and people say, I just don't believe it. Everybody is surprised that all the Trump supporters are saying, I don't believe these charges. It's because there were so many other stories that turned out false. And now the next story in this category, people aren't going to believe it. You're not going to get people to put on the mask. You're not going to get people to kneel down and worship your directives if you're some whack job health director like Barbara Ferrer. I don't want to hear about it because they lied like hell from beginning to end. And I am no longer believing the media transmission of these stories. I'm just not. I'm going to sit here and say, yeah, I'm going to wait a while before I say yes. I'm going to wait a while before I say I believe, because this enough is enough already.
Three years. We got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Remember this. It's not what people say. It's what they do. We now have a number of stores in Oakland that no longer accept cash. And that has nothing to do with the pandemic. Some businesses did that because they didn't want to handle the cash back and forth, right? And you just swipe a card on a machine and there was no
because
touch.
People thought money spread COVID. That was another good one.
There was that paranoia. Well, that's not the reasons they're doing this. It's burglaries. And many more businesses now have a sign up that says no cash, card only. Because when the robber comes in there, what they want is the cash. Right, they could take some merchandise, but the stores we're talking about here, a lot of them are cafes and restaurants and bars. They're looking to grab a big cash fix. And this costs the merchants, because when you pay with a credit card, they get hit on their bottom line, anywhere from like 2 to 5% they lose out on. But it could be that their losses from the robberies exceed those numbers. And they don't want this to happen. Now, in San Francisco, of course, they passed an ordinance in 2019 requiring all merchants to take cash monies. Oakland doesn't have anything. The legislation emphasizes...
Because the vagrants don't have debit cards and credit cards.
The low-income people, right. The legislation emphasized San Francisco's ethos of inclusivity, which extends to people who've been denied credit
right.
or cannot get bank accounts.
Right.
But they don't have this over in Oakland. So the merchants, a number of them here, have decided that they're going to put up no cash cards in the windows all along their storefronts in a big part of the neighborhood here. And some of the stories are unbelievable. Some of these, they call them Police Area 2. 137 commercial burglaries this year, up from 135 at this time last year, but nearly triple the 52 they had back in 2021 as of this date. Mm-hmm. So you can see they are reacting to the reality that's out there. Now, if somebody comes in and doesn't get any cash because you're going to claim you don't have any, I hope there aren't consequences for that, right? Some robbers are like, you're lying, right? I'll shoot you. But
that could happen. Yeah. That's why they put the sign up front saying no cash in here.
They hope you don't even bother to come in, of course.
That's like people put
signs in their car, there's nothing in this car.
Yeah. No, that's for the robbers. Not for the customers. It's for the robbers. Hey, don't come in here with a gun. I got nothing to give you.
Right, but they might think you're lying, right? Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, you do the best you can with the sign up front.
Wow, so one bar spent $20,000 security cameras, laser alarms, panic switches, strobe lights, horn sound alarms. Wow. This is the reality we live in.
Be cheaper to move.
Yeah, really.
To another state. Conway's here.
Hey now. Hey, the U.S. Post Office is going to be closed on June 19th, an observance of
Juneteenth. My birthday.
Is that your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's a national holiday now.
Wow, that's great, bub. I mean, you know that's not the reason, though, right?
No.
I got
a proclamation in the mail.
All right, okay.
National holiday for your birthday.
All right. Strawberries, a big strawberry. No, you're not you. Ken, you might be a strawberry guy. But
yes.
Products sold in 32 states recalled over hepatitis.
Oh,
A.
No.
Look at that. Don't.
Hepatitis in the strawberries.
Look at that. You got hepatitis.
Man. Is that from the pickers?
I'm not sure who the eaters, pickers, drivers, arrangers. I don't know.
That whoever pooped and didn't wipe themselves. That's how you get hepatitis.
From the feces, huh?
There you go. And also the Vegas Knights win the Stanley Cup.
Cool.
Is that breaking news?
No, it's great because guys like you mm-hmm. two, you know what it's like not to win a championship for 40 years and then finally get one.
Wait, that franchise is only a few years old, isn't it?
Right, that's why this is a curse. So
talk to him about the Jets.
Oh, yeah. How about those Jets?
It's only been 53 years. Or
right? But when your Jets win again, it's going to be a big deal for you, your dad, your uncles, your brothers, your cousins, the whole run.
That's what I say. Like, Patriot fans got jaded after a while. They kept winning.
That's right. Yeah. Like, Vegas fans, I don't know if you watched the celebration. 2 minutes after the game ended, they're staring at each other going, hey, what are we supposed to do now?
Is that right?
Did you see the obituary for this Jets scout a few weeks ago? It was in the New York Post. This was the headline for the obituary. You know, Bob Smith. Jets scout failed to convince management to draft Tom Brady.
No, how sad.
He tried to tell everybody with the Jets, you got to draft Brady.
Well, they weren't alone in passing on Brady. That's not fair.
That's the headline.
Many
for his
teams
obituary.
Passed on Brady. What was he like, the fourth round or something?
Sixth
round.
That's great.
You know what I want on my tombstone? A hand of cards, like playing cards.
Yeah.
Ace, king, queen, jack, nine.
Wow, almost.
A busted straight.
Story of his life.
Yeah. A royal flush, almost.
Here lies a busted straight.
All right.
Dig dog.
Here he comes.
Let's roll.
Strawberries.
Come on.
Vegas Knights and the strawberries.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. away.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.